You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
WRKS Pickens Jackson.
Are you ready?
Yes! Now live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
You are listening to
Mississippi's number one sports talk show, The Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming worldwide live on the Out of Bounds radio app and on your radio
at ESPN 105.9. The Soul.
Good morning. Welcome in to the Out of Bounds Show. ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Brought to you by Kessler Prime in the Renaissance. How does a bone-in ribeye sound maybe in the next 4 or 5 nights? A couple of bundles of tamales. Wilderness Trail Bourbon. Official bourbon of the Out of Bounds Show. Yes, that's part of the Wild Turkey crew. Wilderness Trail Bourbon, Wilderness Trail Bourbon. You can find the private barrel selection bottles at Briarwood Wine and Spirits. Wilderness Trail Weeded Private Barrel Select at Briarwood Wine and Spirits. Boom. It's a beautiful thing. Yes, I have. I had to go get a couple of cases. Had to do it.
I mean,
Nate Dogg.
Holding it down.
Dude, they only made one of him.
That's a fact. And they made a dang good one.
Yeah.
They made a dang good one.
When we'll go in July, we're going to Lexington, Kentucky to pick out a Wilderness Trail barrel and a Russell's Reserve barrel.
Tight.
And Nate will be on the trip, and we'll hit Tony's, one of my favorite restaurants in America. Love it. KesslerPrime.com to make a reservation. KesslerPrime.com to make a reservation. Don't forget that Nate Dogg has Wilderness Trail Bourbon Private Barrel Select at Briarwood Wine and Spirits. Sweet 16 Thursday. And Friday. That's good for all of us. I'm fired up. I mean, I really am.
Thursday through Sunday?
Yeah. And then the Elite Eight on Saturday and Sunday. Jackson.
That's as nice as last weekend was and as fun as it has been.
Yeah.
This is a mighty, mighty, mighty nice stretch of 4 or 5 days right here.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, this is
and SEC baseball.
Yes, yeah,
fact. With the Dogs and the Rebs playing. So you are right, man. It is a good run. I watched a ton of basketball last weekend. So much fun. Guard play. If you have it, you can do some really, really cool things in the tournament.
Can't win with just a center anymore.
No, that's over.
Yeah, I mean.
That's over.
Done.
article in The Athletic on what the Illinois coach did as far as shifting his focus off of that and go understanding that guards win in March. The bigs in the post, they allow you to grind. It's a tough balance because they allow you to grind through your conference schedule. Like the Big Ten and SEC is so physical.
Right.
But in March, man, shot makers, shot takers, and guys who can create their shot off the bounce, and whether that's on the perimeter or zigzagging their way to the rim. And we saw it all last week. Unbelievable guard play at times. Just amazing. Skilled guys, man. Big moments. Physical guys on them and still were able to create their shot, get their shot off, and put the bucket in, especially what? In the last 5 seconds of the shot clock.
Yeah.
And that's what it takes in March. So we'll see what Jans and Beard are able to accomplish in the craziness of the portal. If you think the football portal is crazy in December, and it is, for Kiffin and will be for Lebby and DeBoer and of course, Drinkwitz and all these guys. For our listeners, he coaches at Missouri. I know you don't watch Missouri football. Although, they were good last year. And they play Mississippi State this year in Starkville.
Hey man, they've been a couple of SEC championships. Better ease up.
I know. Pinkel was a freak.
He was.
Pinkel's one of the best coaches in America the last 30 years. What he did with that Missouri program is simply remarkable to go to two SEC championship games when you have Georgia and Florida and Tennessee on your side of the East. It's just amazing.
Yeah, that is.
Gary Pinkel is a freak.
And
I mean, if he comes in your office or conference room and he gets on the whiteboard, just be quiet.
Yeah.
And just listen and watch. The guy's a Hall of Fame coach. For our listeners, he coached at Missouri for a while and eventually stepped down with health reasons and then some of the stuff that happened up there, but they seem to be recovering. All right, let's switch gears. I apologize, I did not give out the Ag Up Equipment text line in the first hour. So shoot us a text, 601-885-3776. I'm giving away two rounds of golf to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. It's going to be pretty tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Go up there, grab a friend, enjoy the golf. They've spent money on the course. They have invested money in the clubhouse and on both courses, the Azaleas and the Oaks, and it's pretty. And then the sports book is right there. So I'd like to know your favorite chip and dip. Jackson and I were talking earlier. It's chip and dip day. I was looking at some of the most popular ones. Black bean chili dip, I'm in. Avocado dip from Aplos, I'm in. I don't think I've had that. I may have.
Avocado dip.
I mean, I've had avocado dip. I don't know if I've had it from Aplos in Highland Village or Renaissance. They also have this. We may have to go down to the Renaissance and check it out. It's hot Italian sausage dip from Aplos. But let me read off what's going on. Okay, so give me your favorite chip and dip for game day. March Madness, football, whatever. March Madness, football, let me know. Black bean chili dip, spicy corn dip. See, this is where I've been going with that black bean dip that Wendy makes. It's black bean, maybe cilantro, and some corn, a little salsa. It's delicious. What about this taco skillet dip? I'm all in on that.
I know exactly what they're talking about. Yeah, when it actually comes out in a little hot skillet, already hot, fried, or not fried, it's burning.
Yeah, in steaming. A cast iron?
Yes.
Taco, yeah.
Like you used to get your cornbread in down at the... Oh, my gosh.
What?
I'm going to go blank on it. The cornbread.
Cock of the Walk?
Yeah, Cock of the Walk.
Yeah.
So they get
man, I hadn't been to the Cock of the Walk in 20 years.
Well, you got
to
take a two-day nap afterwards.
I know.
It's a literal two-day nap.
I kind of need a two-day nap. Maybe I should go in there and pile on. I love those greens, collard greens.
They're so good.
I could eat a bucket.
Man, I've got to go out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good place. Solid place.
All right, let's keep going down here. You're going to be disappointed because I don't think I've had a producer that doesn't like, I don't like it, but buffalo chicken dip. I'm not a guy. I'm not a buffalo chicken dip
guy. I don't like it.
But I know that it's like top five in America. There was one here. Oh, bacon cheeseburger skillet dip.
Okay,
now I'm in.
Yeah, I'm sold on that.
Give me a Frito because it sounds like you're going to have a Frito to be able to get through it.
Well, sturdiness.
I don't even know if a Tostito or Ruffles is enough.
Can't handle it.
I tell you, now, the only way I can be talked into this is a white bean buffalo dip. I love white beans or black beans in different things. Soups, dips, and so on. How about this? Monterey Jack chili con queso dip.
It's pretty good.
I think I could get down with that. Now, if you sprinkle some bacon on top, crumble up some crispy bacon, then I'm in. Hey, hit us up on the text line. Your favorite chip and dip. That's how you enter. You could win two rounds of golf to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. Driven by your next John Deere tractor from any Ag Up equipment dealership. The text line, 601-885-3776. Mike Dettillier, WWL Radio TV New Orleans, coming up at 8:30. I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to ZBiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Portia Ballard Espy, President and CEO of your Mississippi Urban League, located in Jackson, Mississippi. We're proud to serve as one of 90-plus affiliates of the National Urban League, which was founded in 1910 and today spearheads the development of social programs, authoritative public policy research, and advocates for policies and services to close the equity gap. We at the Mississippi Urban League are dedicated to economic empowerment, equity, and social justice for African Americans and other historically underserved communities across Mississippi. To find out more about our services, such as our food pantry and monthly distributions, Mother's Forum and Baby Clothing Closet, resources for young professionals, and for ways you can get involved, visit us at www.msul.org or call us at 601-987-6783. Again, that's www.msul.org or 601-987-6783. We need your support in creating a better, more equitable Mississippi for all. Thank you.
You know, I love you guys. I love it when I get a text. Bo, who's in the Sweet 16? Yes. Okay, I'll go over it. I mean, I would think you have an iPhone or an Android, but that's cool. It's all good. You're probably busy, you know, and this is what we do. We're in sports talk radio, and we're also in entertainment, food and beverage and travel. That's why we're having Alex Eaton on with Aplos at 9:30. Aplos and Highland Village at Aplos and the Renaissance. It's going to get pretty tomorrow, 4 days in a row. It'll be pullover weather. That's fine. Sunshine, green space at the Renaissance, boom. And in Highland Village, it'll be beautiful people. Maybe some beautiful women, too. I mean, Aplos is kind of a magnet for that deal, so up to you. Alex Eaton will be in studio at 9:30. We'll go to New Orleans here in a minute. At 8:30, we'll bring in Mike Dettillier. Hey, the show is driven by your next Ford F-150 truck at Mack Hike Ford, I-55 North in Jackson. I spent about an hour and a half with them yesterday at Mack Hike Ford. And, awesome selection of pre-owned and new Ford F-150s. And the Explorers, they got me in one of those. Those things are nice.
They're so nice.
I had not been in a Ford Explorer in a while. And I have a buddy who, he's gone whenever he wants a new car every 4 or 5 years, he goes and gets a Ford Explorer. But I had not been in one in a while. And I was like, what in the world? Are we going to Saturn right now?
They are so nice. It's
pretty
incredible.
Vehicle.
Spaceship, you're right.
Kudos. Ford Explorer. Mack Hike Ford, I-55 North in Jackson. All right, I'll give you the Sweet 16 for this listener. This is brought to you by Boar's Head. We're talking about nachos and fun and hummus, and I want you to have fun this weekend and enjoy hoops. Boar's Head has premium meats, cheeses, and hummus. I had a Boar's Head ham sandwich yesterday with some fresh tomatoes from the farmer's market and some pickles on there. It was delicious. But Boar's Head nachos, you can do a Boar's Head pizza with their premium meats and cheeses. You know, they have their specialty meats. I mean, you love their turkey and their ham and their roast beef and so on, but they've got specialty meats and cheeses, and then the hummus is amazing. Here we go with the Sweet 16. Clemson in Arizona, in Los Angeles, which is where I should be this week because Mississippi State was supposed to beat Michigan State, North Carolina, but I'm okay with it. Hubbard's going to come back and lead them to the Elite Eight next year. Clemson in Arizona, in L.A., which sounds awesome. I'm in on that game. Clemson, Arizona. Clemson's a great story. Arizona's always good. They've been good since I've been little. Lou Dolson, his hair never moved like Jimmy Johnson. And, you know, I fell in love with Arizona because of their red, white, and blue colors in the mid to late 80s. And then, you know, he popped off a national title in 1997. So, all right, second game up on Thursday. San Diego State, which is a great story. They just know how to ball out there.
They've been balling for a while.
They have been balling for a while. San Diego State and UConn. Well, you know how filthy UConn is. Danny Hurley, the Hurley family, their father, kind of like Richard DeWeese here, their father, legendary high school coach up in the Northeast. Bobby Hurley, point guard at Duke, right? Started from day one, right? Leitner gave him all kinds of hell when he walked in. Just Hurley talks about it. Made it miserable for him because Leitner was older and Krzyzewski loved Hurley and it drove Leitner crazy. But it tested Hurley and made him better. And he and Grant Hill and Leitner, what'd they do? Back to back, baby. 91-92. Now they beat the wrong one in 91 because I was cheering for UNLV. But I digress. Let me keep going. San Diego State, UConn, Danny Hurley's the coach there. All right. Alabama and North Carolina. Y'all better get your running shoes on for this. This could be fun. Alabama, North Carolina on CBS Thursday night. And then Illinois, which is a great story. I referenced them earlier. There's an unbelievable article on the Illinois basketball program on theathletic.com. Illinois and Iowa State. Both those teams know how to play, and they're the nightcap. That's the Tito's Vodka White Russian game with an Oliva V from, Melania. Yeah. Oliva V, I haven't had one of those in a while. Anyway, Spring Street Cigars in Starkville. So that's the lineup on Thursday, Sweet 16. Here we go with Friday. North Carolina State, what a story. I wasn't sure they were going to have enough gas in the tank as much as they had to play in the ACC tournament. And then they decided to say, hold my beer. We'll win two more games in the first weekend, even after having to play like 22 games in the ACC tournament the week before to win it, including taking out North Carolina and the Dukies. So NC State and Marquette, who's on the Marquette staff? Neil Berry, Madison Ridgeland Academy grad. He is Shaka Smart's right hand. Great story. He was a phenomenal basketball player under DeWeese. And then went down to Southeast, had a good career. And he hooked up with Shaka. And now they're at Marquette. Boom. They're winning. And that's basketball country, baby. You know it and I know it. I mean, D-Wade, dude could ball big time. And they've had other players. Frank McGuire coached there a million years ago, and he was a hell of a basketball coach. And funny as a TV dude. Kind of Dickie V before Dickie V, if you will.
Yeah.
Had a little Madden in him. You know, those guys that were characters coming out of the 70s. Plaid jackets. Great, great look.
Yeah.
Big collars. Love some of that. NC State Marquette will get us going. Gonzaga Few just lives here. He lives in the second weekend. Mark Few says, I live in the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. Just a great story. Great program. Very well coached. They're going to play Purdue and Painter. Painter looks like he plays offensive guard for Purdue, not the basketball coach. That guy loves some meat and taters, some meat stew. Meat, you know, they stew. Hammer that stuff up in that Purdue area. But Gonzaga, so you got the sushi boys against the meat and tater dudes. That's in Detroit, Michigan, though. That's kind of Purdue's backyard.
Do you know how many this is in a row for Mark Few?
How many?
Sweet 16s?
How many?
No way. It's
97?
Nine. He's literally at nine in a row.
Do you know how hard that is to do?
That is incredible.
Well, ask John Calipari. So the third game is Duke and Houston. So you got John Shire. All right. He's in week two. And Shire looks like he should be a player more than a coach. He's kind of a babyface guy. But he's doing some good things there. It's a tough follow with Krzyzewski, obviously. And then Kelvin Sampson. That guy's a freak on the recruiting trail. I don't know who his two dudes are and how many handlers they've got on the Rolodex.
Right.
But give them credit, man. Those guys can ball. And A&M gave them everything they had. And Houston just took every blow to the face and the gut and the jaw and survived and thrived. They're fun to watch. I don't think I'm for them, but they're fun. But I like Kelvin Sampson because he's kind of, you know, he's so filthy. I think he makes Bruce Pearl look like a saint. All right, the fourth game that night of the Sweet 16 is Creighton, and all they do is ball, and Tennessee. Rick Barnes, you know, I've given him a hard time. He's in the second weekend. He's had some tough, he couldn't even get it done with Kevin Durant.
That's right.
But he did beat Mississippi State in 03-ish, somewhere in there, in the Dallas Mavericks arena. I was there, made me so mad. Just did not like any of that. I think it's T.J. Ford was the little point
guard
that day, and Texas got up like 21-4, and State rallied back with Zimmerman and Mario and Timmy B, and it just wasn't enough. But Creighton and Tennessee will round it out. So that's your Sweet 16, according to Boar's Head Premium Meats, Boar's Head Premium Cheeses, and Boar's Head Premium Hummus. Speaking of chips and dip, yes, sir. Boar's Head pizzas, Boar's Head game day nachos, and just an amazing, Boar's Head game day sliders. Ooh, load them up with some jalapenos, Monterey Jack Boar's Head cheese. Do a little combo of ham and turkey from Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere. Mike Dettillier, WWL Radio TV New Orleans. He'll join us. Coming up next, we'll talk some football with Mike D on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. Jackson just told me that the Piggly Wiggly in Byram, so they have good food?
Oh, man. The
blue plate's ridiculous?
It's, and when I tell you, slam.
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 Probably by 11 a.m.?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You better get in line by 10:30. Because, I mean, they have restaurant seating. Slam.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's nice. They got a little deli. I mean, it's deli seating. How about that? You know, a few tables here and there with some booths. But it's like six or seven, maybe eight of them packed out.
Blue plate.
Maybe the people, you know, they're backed into the...
Any kind of meats? Or?
Oh, yeah. Overriding. It's
chicken? Fried chicken? Baked chicken?
Pulled pork.
Pulled pork?
Oh, man. Of course.
Have you ever had any ribs there?
I have. The ribs are very, very good there. They, I mean, talking about falling off the bone, man.
Okay.
It's impressive. I don't know if it's gas station food quality. I don't know. It's pretty close. I've
been
to the gas station. I'll think about it.
Yeah, those... When you kind of get into the rural grocery stores, you can dive in and that deli will make you, you know, woo. Good morning. Welcome in. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Our friend Mike Dettillier, WWL Radio TV New Orleans. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. We're brought to you by Sound and Communications. If you need a video wall for your school, K through 12, junior college, G5, Power 5, video walls, hospitals, law offices, soundcomav.com. Also, sound systems for hospitals, sports facilities, sound and communications, soundcomav.com. Mike D joining us on the Out of Bounds Show. All right, Mike D, J.J. McCarthy, quarterback for the Michigan Wolverines. Most everybody has Caleb Williams, Drake May, and your guy Jaden Daniels above J.J. McCarthy. But he seems to be getting a little bit of buzz here late. I like him. I like him a lot, actually. He didn't have to do everything that some other QBs or wasn't allowed to, maybe combination of, because they had that power running game and were so darn good in the trenches on both sides of the ball. And kudos to Harbaugh for understanding what they could do. But are you surprised that there's a little bit more buzz leading up to the draft every week on J.J. McCarthy, Mike D.?
No, it's a quarterback-driven league. He is not, on my ratings, he's not a top 5 player, a 10 player, a 15 player. He's 17th or 18th on my ratings, but I get it. Because in the NFL, either you got a quarterback or you're looking for one. Okay, there is no gray area. Either you got one or you're looking for one. And there's more than just a handful of teams that are looking for quarterbacks. He did play under Harbaugh's system. And that tells me a couple things. One, he's got a thick hide to him. He knows how to take criticism really well. And, you know, Jim gets after those quarterbacks pretty good. And because, you know, he played the position, and I understand that particular part. You're right about he did what Harbaugh wanted him to do, and that was Harbaugh's teams were built on a power running game. Big offensive line, run the football, and then occasionally you throw the football off play action. But, you know, you could see with J.J., he's got good passing skills. What I like about him is he's got a quick release. He's accurate. He finds secondary receivers very well. So he's got a quick process to him. He's got a bit of a thin build. I see on some of the longer throws, and this I think will get better as he physically gets stronger. He's put on some weight in the offseason that his longer balls had a tendency to sort of hang up a little bit. But you can get better with that particular part. But accuracy, smart, processing quick, and you can see it in his game. So that it doesn't surprise me that he is being talked about. And we talked about this a couple weeks back. I wouldn't be surprised at all. First four picks in a draft, it's never been done. All quarterbacks in whatever order you look at, Caleb Williams, Jaden, Drake May, McCarthy, wouldn't be shocked. Top four picks, all QBs. It's quarterback-driven league. You look how the rules are being set up today for that. They want offense football, and they're getting it. And the big question for me is not where J.J. falls, because I think of the quarterbacks, four of the top six picks at least will be quarterbacks, and it could be the top four. What happens to Penix and Bo Nix? Because it's going to affect them more than any other person. It's going to affect those two other guys on how quickly they come off the board. And to be honest with you, I think it also is going to affect eventually Spencer Rattler, who I think is going to be a second-round pick. I think most people wouldn't have said that in December. But I can see it today because of the need for quarterbacks across the board in the National Football League. And this draft is going to be saturated early with offensive linemen, wide receivers, quarterbacks.
Bo Nix, okay. All right, so Sean Payton.
It's got to, because if those four come off the board like we think they're going to come off, and even if it's in the top six, it's going to affect Michael Penix and Bo Nix. Because now if you're looking for a quarterback, your choices have now been eliminated.
All right. Sean is having fun. He's we're visiting with Mike Dettelier, Saints insider, NFL draft insider. He's on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. You're listening to ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Mike D, talking ball. Mike, you know him. He's one of the coaches that is willing to mix it up with the media, Sean Payton. No telling how many things he'll throw out. Who knows what's he's really thinking. But he's starting to talk about, you know, J.J. McCarthy and who knows. You know, I think if you gave Sean J.J. McCarthy or Bo Nix, he's so damn good at coaching that position and as a play caller. There's no doubt in my mind, whatever the upside is, he could get it out of them. Mike, you agree?
He's going to get the best he can out of a quarterback. I think for him, he's looking for a certain type of quarterback to run his offense. He wants someone that is going to be able to run what he calls play calling wise. And it did not work with Russell Wilson. Did not work well. And so he might be caught in a fix here because of the fact that there are teams with a lot more ammunition to move up than what Sean has. And now where do you go with this? And you start to hear it in his voice a little bit that he knows now that, you know, those top guys, he's not real sure if he can get to that point where he could get one of them. And it may come down to a Bo Nix. And he may not feel as though Nix is the guy to pick that early in round one. Sean has always been aggressive about players, always, people that he wants. And I could see this scenario happen that they pass on a quarterback with his pick in round one and try to get that quarterback on the back end of round one, try to trade back up and try to get that particular quarterback. But he's looking for a certain style quarterback. And that's just the way Sean's going to be. And he understands now that AFC West, when you're dealing with having to play against Mahomes twice a year, Justin Herbert twice a year, who knows what's going to happen in Las Vegas, because that's another team that has to take a long look at upgrading their quarterback position,
sure.
A real long look at it, that, you know, he's got to make a move somewhere to solidify that spot, either through a trade or trying to get himself back up in round one. I can't see him using a team's pick on Bo Nix, but I can see him trading back up in round one in the 20s for Bo Nix. That part I could see.
Okay. Mike Natilier.
Number two, this is the same guy that traded multiple picks for Jeremy Shockey. He used the third round pick on Jimmy Graham when Jimmy was a basketball player who had a very limited tight end background in college. If Brock Bowers is there in round one, that would seemingly be a good fit for him. And then you can kind of backtrack it and try to get yourself back into the first round, maybe using future picks, players, whatever. The one thing with Sean, if he wants someone, and we saw this numerous times here, he's willing to give you more than fair price in a trade.
Mike Natilier talking Sean Payton, NFL draft quarterbacks. As he said, it is a QB-driven league, and we expect Caleb Williams, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels, boom, boom, boom. The question, and Mike just threw it out, will it be a fourth in a row on that Thursday night with J.J. McCarthy off the board? Will Sean Payton make a run at J.J. McCarthy, or will he wait, like Mike D. said, and maybe pick up a Bo Nix? We'll see. I think he can make both of them really good players. Look, we know Sean Payton is an acquired taste. And you mentioned how hard Harbaugh coaches QBs like J.J. McCarthy. And we've heard the stories of Sean and Drew. I think it took a special person to handle Sean. Talk about, you were there for every single year, okay? Every training camp, every season. And Drew could handle Sean and his intensity and his barking, and not every player can. Can you expand on that and talk about, first of all, how special a relationship they had, but how Drew was able to handle Sean's, I guess, intensity and crazy brains, but also brilliance for that long?
You know, I didn't know how it would work at first, because I knew Drew was a live wire, no insulation. He was a guy that, you know, he had his own mind set about certain things. And I'd heard Sean was similar. So you wondered, with two personalities that are similar, how they would get along. And they were like two links in a chain. It worked seamless between the two of them. Both were intense. Both knew how to a nuance about how a game should be called, and had a feeling about the opponent that was strong. This is where Pete Carmichael came in. He was the liaison in that. I think if Sean felt strongly about something and maybe Drew didn't, Carmichael would come in and sort of soft soap it to one party or the other. Because he was the calming influence between the two. And so we've had different players tell us, you know, game plan-wise. They come up with a game plan, and a lot of times Drew is, I don't want to run this, and kind of would put that play aside. That was the way Drew is. Drew felt maybe this wasn't going to work against that opponent. And so it was two strong personalities that got along very well and kind of were on the same wavelength on I would say, on probably 95% of things. They were exactly the same, and you didn't see friction between them at all. It was really unbelievable to watch how they got along so well. Because there were so many rumors at that time that the relationship between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady was not good. You know, and now you're finding out that that's exactly what it was. It wasn't real good between the two of them, but it was between Sean and Drew. Mutual respect between one another, how they felt about the game, how to attack an opponent, was all sort of, you know, that square peg, you know, fit, you know, in that square hole between them. but both of them were very intense about how to go after an opponent. And I think that sometimes that's not always the case between a head coach and a quarterback. And, you know, Sean could be tough, but Drew was tougher on himself than Sean could ever be.
Okay.
Okay, that's the other part. Drew held himself so accountable for everything. It wasn't somebody else screwed up. It was him. He felt that way. So they have a new center. Okay. Max Unger retires sort of suddenly. And Max, for me, was the best center I've ever seen in a Saints uniform. The best. It was a short run. But, man, he was unbelievable at center. And so, you know, I thought, Bobby and I talking about it, and Bobby's deal is, you know, without the center, somebody's got to make the calls up front. So we meet up with Drew, and, you know, we talking after practice, and Bobby asked him before the, you know, we start interviewing him. He was like, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. He said, I got it. Bobby, what's what you mean? He said, no, I got it. I'll make the calls. Don't worry about it. I got it. I'll make the calls. Because it was going to be Eric McCoy, a rookie center. I'm going to make those calls. Don't worry about it. Guys, I got it. He kind of took it upon himself that, hey, listen, it's going to be me. It's going to be okay. Okay, not a lot of veterans, you know, would kind of matter-of-factly, yeah, I got it. That was Drew. Staying after practice, working with Michael Thomas. We saw that numerous times. Same thing with Jimmy in his prime. He would stay after practice. Sean didn't have to tell him that. Drew did that. He worked with Mike after practice, worked with Jimmy Graham after practice, worked with Alvin Kamara after practice, one-on-one. Okay? Sean didn't press that. Drew did. So it was something to watch, and I'm not real sure I'm going to see that sort of thing again with the relationship between a very successful head coach here who changed the landscape of the Saints, and a quarterback that changed the world for the Saints.
No doubt.
He really did. And they were both intense, both, I mean, you know, live wires at times.
But they were able to, all right, help me out here, Mike. They obviously were, they understood on game day they couldn't, you couldn't ruffle Drew, like even if Sean was upset. But like during training camp and practice, was there a lot of intense communication and barking, nope, or did that nope happen behind closed doors? How did that look, Mike, with Breeze and Peyton?
It was like you and I talking. It was like you and I talking right now. I mean, that's how they communicated. You didn't see that side sometimes with, and I see it more on the defensive side, maybe a defensive coach getting upset with certain play calls, or maybe doesn't feel the practice is going right. You never really saw that with Sean and Drew. And if Drew would throw an interception, that was nobody more upset about it than Drew. I saw Drew, and this was back-to-back plays. He makes throws downfield, and they both get intercepted in practice. On the second one, Drew got so mad, he took his helmet off and he slammed it down. And he's talking to himself. Nobody had to tell him anything. He was upset with his throw. That was Drew. It wasn't anything with him and Sean. It was Drew. And, you know, then Sean would go up and, you know, they would talk. But it was like you and I talking right now. Mm. Their relationship was really special. And I think Jeff Duncan did that, you know, book of Peyton and Breeze.
Oh, so good, Mike.
And sort of laid it out on their relationship and how well they got along and that sort of thing. And Drew has got this personality, the way he talks it. You almost got to, like, test him to make sure he still has a heartbeat sometimes. Because, you know, he's just it never really changes, but yet you can see the competitor and the intensity in him. With Sean, you could see the intensity. You could see the competitor in him. With Drew, I think he masked it really well. But it was unbelievable to see. And I lived next door over 30 years to Joe Clark, who was a coach and a player, former backup quarterback to Otto Graham with the Cleveland Browns. And Paul Brown was the head coach. And Joe would always tell me, I can't believe they get along so well, these two strong personalities. Because he said, you know, there were times, and he said the NFL was covered a little different, that Coach Brown and Otto didn't really see eye to eye very well. You know, Otto wanted to do things his way, and Paul wanted to do things his way. And he said there was always a little bit of a friction between the two of them. And he said, it's remarkable to watch. You don't see any of that. They sort of just would talk it out, whatever's good. And if there was any disagreement, that's where Pete Carmichael got involved.
Brilliant. They had the cooler in between them.
They had the moderator, the one guy that could come in there and, okay, you don't like this, and I'll talk to Sean, and then we'll work it out. It really was something to watch. But it was their work ethic and detail of figuring out exactly every little detail and how it would work. That was something, and you saw it in practice, and it translated into games, that they were able to make it work. But Drew was wired a little bit differently in that, you know, he wanted everything down to the T on Saturdays. And I didn't normally go to the practices on a Saturday. One day I go up to the practice on a Saturday, and he is running the plays all by himself. Breeze is on the field by himself, moving from the 30-yard line all the way to the other side. And sort of talking to himself, like a play throw, getting up to the line of scrimmage and doing it with nobody else there. Who the hell does that? But that was Drew. In his own mind, he was running those plays, and he wanted kind of a trial run with it before they really did play against someone.
That was fantastic. Storytelling with Mike D, it doesn't get any better. Mike Dettillier, have a good week, buddy. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Bo. Appreciate it.
At Mike Dettillier on Twitter, WWL Radio TV New Orleans. He joined us on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. We want to say good morning. Welcome into you. Thanks for listening to the show and hanging out with us. We're having some fun here on a Tuesday. Weather's going to get better. I hope you're safe from last night. That's some bad stuff that came through. Mike D., interview brought to you by Sound and Communications. If you need a video wall for your business, your school, your hospital, soundcomav.com. If you need a sound system for your hospital or sports facility, soundcomav.com.